Welcome to Million Dollar Spirit Business, the show where we take super profitable online business strategy and get it into the hands of the most heart-centered people like you who are creating mission-driven organizations and soul-inspired empires. I'm your host, Elena Ray. I'm a seven-figure business coach who bridges the worlds of the masculine business strategy that quantum leaps your bottom line and the feminine energetics that allow you to feel good as you do it. I live in Bali and have traveled the world running my online business since 2015. I left Wall Street and the corporate world back then and never looked back. And although I run a million-dollar business today doing what I love, it was a wild, windy road for me to get here. I'd love for the journey to be more abundant, easeful, fun, and straightforward for you. Every week, I'll be coaching one lucky entrepreneur on one particular challenge they're having inside their business. My desire is for you to have a front row seat to a real life mini transformation and to get clear, tangible takeaways that you can apply to problem solving and scaling your own business. Get out something to write with and let's dive into today's session. This is such a fun episode. Jason is a relationship coach who came on the show believing that he had a niching issue and wanted some help narrowing down on his ideal client. And when we started to unpack things, we discovered it was actually a slightly different business challenge. And by the end of the conversation, he felt so much relief in seeing what was really going on. And I gave him just a few really streamlined business strategy tips to help him implement what we talked about. And you guys are going to love it. Jason, welcome to the show. I'm so happy to have you.
Thank you. I'm super excited.
Tell us a little bit about you and your business for starters.
Sure. I like to give the short version, which is I'm a hypnotherapist and recovery coach turned conscious relationship coach and mentor. In the last few years, I've been focused on helping couples and individuals who have been struggling with, you know, like cycles of disconnection in their relationships that they recognize as unnecessary and something that they can work through. They're just looking for support with that. And I help them to establish more of a dynamic container in their relationship where they can create more connection that's more reliable and sustainable, and basically more synergy in their relationship overall. And the way that I do that is by helping them to ground their spirituality in the principles of conscious relating.
Beautiful, beautiful work. And tell me, what do you want support with today?
Well, I've been, you know, for probably about 10 or 12 years now, depending on how you look at it, I've been going through the journey, you know, of figuring out what exactly is the essence of what I'm offering and what is the nature of the problem, I should say, or the specific sort of person who I'm ideally aligned with to do this kind of work. And part of the problem is that, you know, I've had a really strong resistance to niching or niching down to anything very specific because I really take an incredibly holistic approach to the work that I do. And, you know, I take three different pain points, you know, as presenting problems, and I help people to see how they all relate to each other and how it's usually almost never adequate to just focus on one of those areas in order to produce the results that they want. And, you know, for example, a lot of people struggle with compatibility. A lot of people struggle with emotional intensity, and a lot of people struggle with communication. And the reality is, and speaking certainly from personal experience, I've had to work through all three of those zones very holistically and very integrally, you know, in order to actually make progress in one zone. I've had to work through the other two as well. Right. So I help people do the same basic thing, you know, and so to describe that as a niche has been a big challenge for me.
Okay. So tell me briefly about the specific challenge, because you are like all of my clients in my community where, you know, they have an area of focus, but of course there's a ripple effect into all of someone's life. And there are so many dots to connect in order to make a business function. For example, I don't just teach marketing and strategy. There's all these other different areas that we pull together to create that result. So I'm totally with you on that. I'm curious,
what is problematic, or actually, if I'm honest with you, it sounds like you have a niche. You sound really clear. So I want to uncover what makes you feel unclear.
Okay, well, that's encouraging. Gosh, because I've been doing so much around this. Well, what makes me feel unclear about it is because, you know, typically the marketing formulas, you know, that I've encountered and the coaching that I've received around it, and not everybody really speaks in this language, but I've gotten the message repeatedly that I need to be able to say who it is that I work with in a specific way that kind of separates them from other people. You know, like I work with, like, you know, for example, like what I've said for a long time or struggled with how to say is I work with conscious, creative, open-minded couples and individuals, or I work with spiritually oriented couples and individuals, you know, things to that effect. And while on one hand, it does weed out a few people, certainly on the planet, but it also like really doesn't say much of anything specific about like how that separates the people who are really actually my ideal clients from people who are, you know, interested in these things and, you know, certainly have done their share of work in certain areas, but, you know, really are aware of the invitation to take a more holistic approach.
Right. Okay. So what I'm hearing is you actually don't have a niching problem at all whatsoever. This is a messaging challenge. So they're two different things. So I want to encourage you on the niching side, and I'll just repeat back to you what I've heard you say over the last 5 minutes is it seems like you are a relationship coach for couples that are experiencing cycles of disharmony or disconnect in their relationship, and they are committed to making a change, and they're interested in incorporating a holistic and spiritually oriented approach to getting back into deep, loving, long-lasting, sustainable connection. Is that right? Did I get that?
Yeah, that does capture it nicely.
Yeah. So then what I'm hearing is that's very clear. So it sounds like what's going on behind the scenes in your business is your niche is clear, but then you're getting a mix of people who are interested in working with you maybe, and they're not always your ideal client. Is that right?
Yeah, that captures the other part as well. Yes.
Okay. So what's the disconnect? Like if you can kind of summarize it for me, are you noticing like they're just not at the stage of the relationship that you want them to be in? Are they not as spiritually oriented? Are they not prepared for the work? What is it?
Yeah, I think it's the latter of those. Mostly it's that a lot of the folks who I've tended to attract have basically come to me with some kind of an underlying attitude that, you know, there's not really much of anything new for them to learn because they know all of the spiritual stuff and they know all of the relationship lingo. And they're just not going to go into these nooks and crannies because they've been there and done that. Often mostly unspoken and kind of subtle as an attitude. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's been that. And then if I were to name another one, it would probably be that they're couples who are convinced that their issues are definitely more in one of those three zones that I described than the other. And that's where they want to focus. In other words, I might be having a problem or a challenge in communicating the importance of the other zones in my messaging.
Right. So what comes to mind is this analogy that we use in our community called the chocolate covered broccoli. And so sometimes, and I can tell you're a broccoli guy, because you're an expert at what you do. And you know that these three areas, which by the way, what are they?
Communication, compatibility, and emotional intensity.
Okay. Great. Well, the first thing I would offer you is with those categories, nothing has to change as far as the work that you're actually going to do and tying all of those together once someone's in a container with you. But I would find a way to explain that in their words. Like, are they saying, hey, I'm having an emotional intensity issue? Or are they saying like, we're fighting a lot? Are they saying like, we're having, you know, compatibility challenges? Or is it, I don't know if he's the one anymore. I'm not feeling enough pleasure, or I'm not connected enough in our romantic part of our connection. So you might just change the flavor of those a little bit. And what I mean by the whole chocolate covered broccoli thing is, you know, let's see, I could spend all day trying to tell my high level clients, you need to do long-term planning. If you want consistent income, if you want to scale to 6 and 7 figures, you've got to embrace the planning. My ideal client is a visionary and an ideas person, and they don't like that very much. So I put the chocolate on the broccoli, which is you want consistency, you want sustainability, you want to reach a lot of people, which are also the words that they're telling me. And then when they get inside my container, guess what we do? I teach them and they get converted into planning. So I think that's going to be similar to what happens with you. And it doesn't mean that the nature of your work changes or that there's any misalignment or a lack of integrity. It's just literally saying it in their words so that you're not having this, it's a little bit of like uphill battle, what it feels like when this is going on in sales, especially, or in marketing. You'll feel like you're trying to really explain and convince them about your process and why this is like the exact right thing that they need. And they're like, yeah, you know what? We're just having some communication breakdowns. That's really just what we need. Mm-hmm. So the recommendation would be to go, yes, you're having communication breakdowns and we're going to be able to get through that together. And I've got a really special process that I do with my clients, and that process has gotten couples to experience this and this and this after.
Got it. So in terms of, let's say, content and marketing strategies, would that kind of potentially anyway boil down to segmenting a little bit in my output and perhaps, you know, having campaigns that are specifically focused around each zone in terms of what I lead with, the problem that I describe, and connect with them there and, you know, and allow that to organically lead them into the process of addressing the other zones and to like have like three prongs basically of the marketing strategy.
Yep. So what I'm getting, and this is very usual for experts and people that I work with, is you love your process. You love what you take people through. You love these three prongs and you know how important they are. And you know that they all, in fact, are the exact recipe that your clients need to get the result. The challenge is, however, your clients and the potential clients are not so interested in your process. They're interested in you relating to them and showing them that you really get where they're at and you really get their problem and their disharmony and their desire to really do something about it and their readiness to do something about it. So that's a sidebar that I would give you as a homework, is to sit and think, how am I pre-qualifying people? How am I setting up my marketing to make sure that they're at a cycle? Like, you can look up the psychological readiness for change framework. And you can see, am I speaking to people at the right stage of readiness? And am I really just saying what I can get them to experience instead? You don't need to emphasize too much about that process and the three steps, because you'll find yourself in convincing mode. And that doesn't feel so good, rather than just listening to them, hearing the words that they say. And if you know in your heart you can help them, then that's a match. And then you'll take them through their process once they're inside your container.
Beautiful. That makes perfect sense. Okay. Yeah, that's very useful. Yeah. And so where are we on the time? I want to honor your container here.
We're good. We have about 7 minutes left. Okay. See how much we can do in just 7 minutes?
Amazing. Yeah. You're very good. Can I ask you one more question?
Sure.
So how about the aspect of naming my quote signature program? Currently, what really like lands and communicates the most accurately what I offer is, I call it the Daring Heart Method of Relational Evolution. And that's just like the title. And then I'm going to actually have to, I just did some updating on this. So I'm going to read you a different line from that. So the tagline is, it's for creatives who want to create more sustainable and dynamic connections without gender-based rules and roles, prescribed relationship structures, or ungrounded spirituality. Because those are three zones that are out there being promoted quite a bit, and things that I personally don't resonate with, and a lot of the folks who I, you know, align with also don't resonate with that. So I'm curious how that lands for you and what your feedback might be.
Yeah, I think you're right on the right track. As far as naming things, and our audience is going to love this today, and this is something my clients are always like, I've cooked up a new program, I want help on the perfect name. So in my books, what I recommend for marketing is clean, clear, like you could explain this to your grandmother and she would get it within 5 seconds, rather than trying to be unique or clever. So what I see with a lot of entrepreneurs in this niche, especially, is wanting to feel like, well, I need to stand out because there's so many relationship coaches or there's so many business coaches. And like, honestly, you will do so much better if it's like just relationship coach, just, you know, Daring Heart would be a beautiful program name. And then I would keep the headline or the subheadline, something that's more focused on what it does achieve, what the vision is, what the result is, rather than the without this and without this and without that. That is unique positioning though. And that's going to be part of your marketing and your messaging. You're going to talk about, you know, the heteronormative, you know, tantric principles that a lot of other teachers are teaching that just don't happen to resonate with you or your clients. And you'll teach about those other things. As far as a headline, it's going to be a lot of words to get out. And you want to just be able to say this. And people are like, yeah, I like that. That's what I need. That's where I'm going. I want to get on that train with you.
Okay. Wow. Part of me was kind of resisting what was coming out of your mouth while you were talking. It wasn't what I wanted to hear, but as I let myself hear it, it was a relief. So thank you.
Oh, well, good for you to be receptive to that and and go and sit with it and see how it simmers within you.
Yeah.
It's absolutely. Just the, in general, I would have you, I've just picked up on a little thread of wanting to orient around the problem. And you're like, well, I need to know exactly the problem. I need to get people on the same page of the problem. Or you're even in the headline, it was talking about moving away from this. And I would just invite you to sit with, what is the aspirational vision for these clients? What do they really want to achieve? Who do they want to be in relationship? How do they want to show up? How do they want to feel together? What are you moving them towards? And anchor into that in your marketing and messaging and see how that feels and who you attract also.
Duly noted. Okay, fantastic.
Let's check in. I would love to hear one or two big takeaways that you got just from our short conversation.
Oh, I can't tell you how valuable it was just to hear and have the experience of recognizing that I don't actually have a niching problem, that it's a messaging problem, because that's way easier of a challenge to solve. It's about moving words around. And yeah, I definitely appreciated that. And also the element around finding a way to explain things in their language and, you know, even as simply as what my grandmother might be able to understand, that helps me kind of get out of my head, which is one of my self-acknowledged, you know, challenges in life, because there's so much going on up in my head that for somebody to offer me a clear path to simplifying things, it's like a load off. It's a big experience of relief for me. So that definitely helps too. Thank you.
You're so welcome. It's such a pleasure. You're doing amazing work in the world. I feel your genuine heart, and I'm glad that this, you know, just really helped move things along for you. And if our listeners are interested in following you or finding out more about your work, where can they go and do that?
Absolutely. Yeah, the website is daringheart.com, and I've got some free stuff available on there for them. So yeah, I'd love to have them come check it out. Thank you.
Beautiful, Jason. Well, thank you so much for being on the show today, and best of luck to you and to your lucky couples that get to work with you, and have
wonderful,
a beautiful day.
I will, and I hope you do the same. Thank you very much.
You're so welcome. As you guys have heard in this episode, Jason didn't have a niching issue. He had a messaging issue. And messaging is also not just the one-liner that you put on your Instagram or the I work with blah, 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 or I help blah, blah, blah. People very typically think that that's what messaging is. Messaging is everything that underlies your marketing. So you do marketing activities, you post on Facebook, you do your YouTube channel, you have a podcast, you do email marketing, but the words that you're saying, what you choose to talk about, what you choose not to talk about, how you make offers, how you pre-qualify people for your offers, how you resonate with your ideal client is all messaging work. And that happens to be my zone of genius. The first thing that we covered with Jason that I want to underline for you is the concept of chocolate covered broccoli. Think of trying to get a three-year-old to eat their vegetables. Do they want to eat broccoli? You, as the parent, know that they need to eat their broccoli. They, however, want to have the ice cream cone. So what do you do as the parent to get them to get their broccoli?
into a little chocolate covered broccoli. So this is just a messaging tool that my former head support coach, Lauren Vanessa Zink, first shared with my client community. And we talk about it all the time. As an expert, you want to sell your broccoli. You're like, I know that this is the root cause. This is what people aren't seeing. This is what I have to sell them. But it can be something that because you're such an expert, your ideal client doesn't see it for themselves and they don't get it. They don't want that. They're not signing up. And you're missing reaching so many of the people who really need your work. And so the answer is to find out what are they saying that they want and need and desire. And if that is an honest to God alignment with what you do and what you can take them through to get them to the other side, then that is what you would take and bring into your messaging. You don't want to have an uphill battle with your clients. You don't want to be convincing them, hey, you really need the broccoli. Here, let me show you all of this research about broccoli. Oh, you make broccoli juice. Let me give you the recipes for broccoli juice. Let me do a free training about broccoli casserole when your ideal client is not on board with the broccoli. Do you guys get what I'm saying? This is really important. Do a broccoli check on your marketing. The second thing is we talked briefly about what I call grandmother language. So many entrepreneurs, especially coaches and healers, you want to stand out. You feel like, okay, I need to showcase how unique my methodology is. And this ties into the chocolate covered broccoli because the broccoli is your method. And you as the expert and you as the coach really care about your method. You really care about your process because it's what you know inside and out. It's what you've been certified in. It's what you've created. It's your baby. It's your pride and joy. I totally get that. And it doesn't mean that you won't do exactly that when you work with clients. But to get clients in the door, you go on and on about the broccoli and you go on and on about the process. That's not what they're really interested in. That's not what's keeping them up at night. It's not the first thing that they're thinking about when they wake up in the morning. So as far as grandmother language goes, just run your messaging through this lens. Look at the names of your programs. Look at your tagline. Look at taglines of your programs. Read over social media posts and captions that you've written and ask yourself, am I trying to be clever? Am I trying to be unique? Am I trying to stand out? Am I using coachy words? Like, I help spiritually oriented creative visionaries fulfill their highest potential and blah, blah, blah. Your grandmother is going to have no idea what that means. And if she can't understand it, people are not going to invest thousands or tens of thousands of dollars for it. Literally, my Instagram bio is like, business strategist for coaches. Like, the more simple, the better. I could have a whole long list of things on my bios that would describe, oh, growing seven-figure businesses with masculine and feminine balance and business strategy that has a heart-centered approach and blah, blah, blah. But when people are searching online and they need help, they're just hiring a business strategist, and specifically one for coaches. Think how you can simplify and make it so obvious and crystal clear what you do. You're unique enough. You don't have to try. And the last piece that we've talked about before is focusing much more on the result. Jason wanted to unpack all the different problems that his clients were having or how to communicate those problems and get his clients to understand why his method was really the best and why they should hire him to go through that process. When instead, I just invited him at the end to think about how can you really paint that picture more deeply for people of who they want to become. How do they want to show up in relationship? How do they want to feel? What do they want to achieve together and with support? And then the last piece that ties into that I will leave you with today is this concept of pre-qualification. Jason needed to increase the amount of pre-qualification language and messaging that he was using. So this is the homework that I will give you guys today. Are you pre-qualifying people in your marketing and messaging? If you notice that you're having people show up to discovery calls who are not your ideal client, or you keep attracting people who aren't ready for the work or don't think they need the work, then you know that this is a messaging gap. And one of the things I would have you do, and one of the things we teach our clients for months and months and months to do accurately, is to pre-qualify. It's okay to have a whole post that's talking about your program, and it's okay to have calls to action that are really specific about, hey, this is going to be for you if, and you list out the exact qualities and the stage of change that someone needs to be in to be a match for your program, to be eligible for it. And then you can also say all of the things that are not a match. Who is this not for? That is my challenge for you today, you guys. That was a lot. I could talk about messaging all day, and we do. That is exactly what I talk about all day. I will leave you with these tidbits for today. Thanks so much for tuning in, and hope you enjoyed this episode. Thanks so much for tuning in to another episode of Million Dollar Spirit Business. If you enjoyed today's episode, please take a minute and leave a review or shout us out on Instagram at @HeyElenaRay if you are loving the show. You can apply to be a guest on the show at elenaray.com/podcast. And you can check out our latest programs to help support you and your business at elenaray.com/programs. Thanks so much again for being here. Join me next week for another laser coaching session and some tangible business takeaways for your growing empire. See you then.